word song. That'd be a good idea. I think I'll talk to her. Or John, son of Mel, maybe he could do a tune. Anyways, yeah, Hayward needs its own little theme song. A little country, a little fun. Anyways, let's talk about the temperature or the forecast. Some showers before noon, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high near 70 today. Can you believe it? 70. And then tonight, partly cloudy, the low around 44. Going to have a little more clear sky, so our temperature will drop more. Saturday, 10% chance of showers after 5 o'clock. So Saturday morning should be pretty good. Pretty nice out there. 65 degrees for a high on Saturday. Saturday night, 30% chance of showers, mainly between 7 and 1, so an overnight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and a low of 37. Now we're getting down to normal. Sunday, sunny and a high near 57. So Sunday looks like the money day. Well, I hope you get a chance to get out there. Not many more days here until we get into those, what I call the bookend months or the bookend weeks, where you really can't do anything outside because it's either snowing or it's nothing's quite frozen yet. So it makes a mess. All right, let's get into some music here. What do I got coming up here? This looks like Tim McGraw. Oh, yeah.
He said I was in my early 40s. A lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went 3 times that year I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. Like tomorrow was a gift, and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu.
said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. To live like you were dying.
Muskie 101.
She's been going out with him. She's been going out with me. Said she'd let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on, so I drove by her house, and sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong, that he did so right. I thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all, sitting in my place. That ain't my truck in her drive.
train wreck with the lights called Long Neck. I was searching, I'd been hurt real bad, moving on, getting sidetracked, one step forward and five back. Not your fault, I was scared to fall, and I don't know why you saw something.
Didn't get away. Muskie 101.
I haven't seen you in forever. Oh, you haven't changed. You didn't think that I'd remember. How could I forget? We sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Made a wish on every star in that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. To this day I still taste that first kiss. How I prayed it wouldn't end. In a way, seeing you like this, I guess it never really did. And we sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Made a wish on every star in that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love don't happen twice. Just don't happen twice.
All right, it's a little bit after 7 o'clock, and you know what time that is. Yep, time to get out your kazoos. Or if you have one, a Northern Nerd kazoo, you got to play it now. Oops. All right, do you know what a Northern Nerd kazoo is? It sounds like this. Yep, maybe you have one of those. Oh, there's the other one. Now that you know the melody, you got to hum along. Maybe you don't even have a kazoo. You can just hum with your mouth open. That's my wife is saying, how do you do this? You can't hum with your mouth open. And it's like, well, yes and no. But anyways, grab a kazoo. If you don't have one, send me a message. I'll get you one. Do that through the Civic Media app. Here we go. Mirror in my studio here so I can see what I look like playing this silly thing. Or maybe I'll shoot some more videos of myself. I do have some listeners that I got to get to that want to shoot a video of their group. Yeah. Hey, if you want a kazoo, send me a text message through our Civic Media app. You can text me, you can email, leave me a voicemail. I'll do what I can to get you a kazoo because I have a lot of them. It's pretty nice. All right, let's try the Northern Nerd Kazoo. Some ducks hanging outside the studio here. I don't know why they're there. How'd they get there? Move along. Get on here. Next thing you know, I'm going to have geese outside my window. That'll be a mess. Josh Turner coming up next.
I know I got to put in the hours, make the money while the sunlight shines. But anything I gotta get done, it can get done some other time. Time is love, gotta run. Love to hang longer, but I got get so many minutes. Don't wanna spend them all on the clock. In the time that we spent talking, how many kisses have I lost? Time is love. Gotta run. Love to hang longer, but I got someone who waits. Waits for me.
FM, Muskie 101.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Get ready, Northwoods. Muskie Country 101 is fired up to help get the word out about your community events. From fundraisers and garage sales to car washes and craft fairs. If it's happening locally, Muskie Country 101 wants to shout it from the rooftops. Make sure your event is on our community events list. Email all the exciting details to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's the best way to stay connected in the Northwoods.
Muskie 101.
Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I got left. I go down to that same old cafe where I try to wash my troubles away. I'm still down and I'm still all alone, but it beats staying home all night long. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. I go home and I climb that old stairway, and I tell myself tomorrow's a new day, but I know I'll just go
down again and spend my time with my new next of kin. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. You're the only family I've got left.
The best country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
I got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoop. Your little hot self over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your t-shirt on a limb, hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight, you know I know what you like, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of, your kind is this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out, out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Kind of night, yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night, yeah, that's my kind of night. Come on.
Muskie 101.
Raymond's in his Sunday best. He's usually up to his chest in oil and grease. There's the Martins walking in.
with that mean little freckle-faced kid who broke a window last week. Sweet Miss Betty likes to sing off-key in the pew behind me. That's what I love about Sunday. I sing along as the choir sways every verse of Amazing Grace. And then we shake the preacher's hand, go home into your blue jeans, have some chicken and some baked beans, pick a backyard football team, not do much of anything. That's what I love about Sunday. I stroll to the end of the drive, pick up the Sunday Times, grab a coffee cup. Looks like Sally and Ron finally tied the knot. Well, it's about time. There's 35 cents off a ground round. Baby, cut that coupon out. It's what I love about Sunday. Catnapping on the porch swing, you curled up next to me. The smell of jasmine wakes us up. Take a walk down a back road, tackle box and a cane pole, carve our names in that white oak. I steal a kiss as the sun fades. That's what I love about Sunday. Oh yeah. New believers getting baptized, mama's hands raised up high, having a hallelujah good time, a smile on everybody's face. That's what I love about Sunday.
Said when I was very young, she told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. Yeah, when I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish, my uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink. Out on the floor, you're sober by 24. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time, and I drank my whiskey and she drank wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day, and we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave.
so about 24. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
With me in the studio today is Michael Pilhofer, who is with the Park Center. And now this is a historic place. It's been going on since 1948, when it was first as a movie theater. And then in 2006, a nonprofit of the performing arts decided, hey, we want to make this venue available to locals, regional, and even some national entertainment. Now, Michael, you haven't been there that long, have you?
Yeah, I'm the newbie of the group. I'm their newest board member. I came on, I think it was about April of last year, and got deeply involved in it. I'm very quickly, kind of like, you know, in for a pound, in for a penny, or whatever they say. Yeah. So I'm their programming director now. Been that for a little over a year. And also their main front of house sound person, which is actually one of my favorite parts of this whole thing. I love doing that. Okay. So yeah, a little over a year and a half now.
And some personal history about yourself. You are a musician.
I am. Longtime drummer, 30 plus years from the Twin Cities, professional. Play other instruments, but none that I would pay rent to drums or what I do. Also a teacher. I taught high school and college music for a long time as well. So.
Okay. Yeah. Very very steeped in everything music.
I love it, yes.
Yeah. Okay. You haven't been there that long. What has it been like for you, the experience of the artists you're bringing in, the audiences that come to hear and participate with the artists? What has this been an experience for you?
Yeah, I very new. I have to admit, I mean, Randy Wydra, who's a wonderful bass player and also longtime board member, he's the one that sort of got me involved. And I didn't know anything about the park. Yeah. And I stepped in there with him. And once I started getting involved and once I started seeing the performances happen and the audiences that it sounds weird, but there's just something special about that place, the energy of the building, what happens when the community comes together and there's art on the stage. It's a magical little place. I'm sort of in the semi-retired part of my world now, and it feels like I'm in the perfect place at the perfect time, and I love being involved with the Park Center.
It's very different from a larger auditorium that you would have. This is a very small seat capacity.
About 250. Okay. Intimate. It's an intimate space. Yeah. Yep.
Because some of these bands and artists that you bring in, you could probably bring them to the Hayward High School and fill that out just fine.
Yep.
But no, we like them here in this smaller venue.
Yep.
Very quaint, very personable. I mean, the back row person can see the guy on the platform just as much as the front row person. Well, maybe not as much, but
you
know, you don't need a camera and an IMAG screen to show who the artist is on the stage.
Yeah, no jumbotrons needed for the Park Center. and for a room that was not necessarily designed for audio or listening by any means, it's a surprisingly good sounding room. And I am just, the thing that I think really blew me away is the invested audience. Like, I am constantly surprised at how responsive and caring and thoughtful and engaged the audiences are. Yeah. I mean, it is, you can like mouse squeak, you can't hear anything. They support the artists, whether it's a, you know, a house of 50 or a sold out house of 250.
Yeah.
It feels like from a performing standpoint and from an environment standpoint that you're playing to an auditorium of thousands and you can't do wrong. And there's just an energy about that place. I keep coming back to that. I just love it. And I love being a part of it.
Yeah. I've been there many times myself, and it's a very unique facility. And again, the audiences and the artists that you bring in there. Some are eclectic.
Yes.
And some are kind of mainstream.
Yep.
Some are from larger metropolitan areas, and some are right here in the back roads of Hayward.
You know, having now being involved in the programming side of things, I have tons of obvious connections out of the Twin Cities. So I'm bringing up, you know, groups of friends and different ensembles, and many of my friends that have come up and played the park for the first time, they, from the moment the show starts, they can't stop talking about how special it is. They want to come back. They love it. It's again, I mean, even their experience, because I mean, I've played a million different rooms, and you know, a lot of times the music is the focus, but it's not necessarily, you know, the end all be all. There's conversations happening, there's food clinking or whatever, there's just some distractions. Yeah. But again, this is like, it's a listening room. You could drop a pin, and and the engagement level to me is the support that the audience gives and the feedback. And my goal has always been, once I got a handle and a hold of the programming side of things, I always said that no one's going to step on that stage that's not going to be world-class talent. And I feel like in the last year, we've started to really kind of regain a respect amongst the community that just knows, maybe if I don't even know who's playing, I just trust that it's going to be a great show.
Be good. Yeah. Off the website, it says the Park Center is a vibrant nonprofit venue committed to enriching our community through artistic programs that include live music, poetry, comedy, movie screenings, art installations, and more. And that's really prevalent when I look at some of the things that have been scheduled, such as the Artist Showcase.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that.
That happens every so often throughout the year. And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that we used to have a program called First Thursday, which I think goes way back to Molly Otis. Okay. And it was, again, it sounds exactly like it is, a free performance that the park sort of offered to our community, our Northwoods community.
Yep.
And I think over time, it kind of lost its way a little bit. So when I got involved, I was just disappointed, because if you have artists on the stage, you want to have an audience to support the artist. And that just wasn't happening anymore. Sure. So in 2025, excuse me, I was like, how can we think this a little differently? So I reimagined it as more of a variety show.
Yeah.
John Adler, John Settlemel, wonderful composer. Yes. He's a board member as well. I kind of wrangled him into being the MC.
I'm sure you had to twist his arm really hard.
Because he's so uncomfortable talking in front of people. And then what the shows are is basically it features three artists, kind of local regional talent. Usually one is a non-musical act. Okay. And the two are usually either an ensemble and a solo, or some difference. They're not like two. Usually it's not usually two bands.
Yeah.
And every group gets we have a typical intermission in the beginning, and it's like 2 45-minute sets, and each group gets about 15 minutes, and John does a little conversation.
Yeah.
It's just the fun. And it's 100% free. It's the way the park wants to kind of give back to our Northwoods community.
Yeah.
And we just had a show here not a couple weeks ago. And I think we had almost 200 people show.
Yeah.
It's gaining steam, and it's really just a treat to see that. And I feel like we've kind of reinvigorated, you know, what was the First Thursdays in their heyday into now being these quarterly artist showcases.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy it. Well, Michael, we're going to have you back for sure.
Thank you
for coming in.
Thank you so much.
This beat up leather bag, and everything I own don't fill up half. But don't you worry about the way I pack, all I care about is getting back real soon. A goodbye kiss is all I need from you. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speak, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on, ever
stuck out in the rain. Darling, all I have to do is speak your name. The clouds roll back and the waters part. The sun starts shining in my heart for you. You're right there and everything I do. 'Cause I'm carrying your love with me. West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed. Carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on. With a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me.
Town where I grew up, and I won't cuss your city lights. If you ain't ever took a ride around and cruised right through the heart of my town, anything you say would be a lie. We may live our lives a little slower, but that don't mean I wouldn't be proud to show you. There's an old cowboy out turning up dirt where I come from. There's a preacher man in a cowboy shirt where I come from. Where a couple boys fighting in the parking lot. No, nobody's gonna call the cops where I come from. See that door right there? Man, I swear that it ain't never been locked. And I guarantee that it never will. That old man right there in the rocking chair at the courthouse square, I'll tell you now, he could buy your fancy car with $100 bills. Don't let those faded overalls fool you. He made his bills without one day of schooling. Where I come from, there's a pickup truck with the tailgate down where I come from. The pine trees are singing a song of the South where I come from. That little white church is gonna have a crowd, yeah. I'm pretty damn proud where I come from. Yeah, that river runs across that old flint rock.
Muskie 101.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the elk and pheasant hunting seasons will officially open on Saturday. According to a press release, 13 hunters were randomly selected from a pool of over 26,000 applicants to participate in this year's elk hunting season. The pheasant season will run through January 4th, and hunters will have a limit of one rooster per day this weekend and two roosters per day beginning on Monday. More information on the hunting seasons and regulations are available on the DNR website. A proposed bill seeking to make it illegal for drivers to use devices meant to evade license plate detection systems has passed with bipartisan support in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The legislation would implement a $1,000 fine, 90 days in jail, or both for residents who buy, sell, or install devices that are designed to conceal their registration plates. Lawmakers say the devices make it more difficult for law enforcement authorities to identify suspect vehicles during an investigation. The bill will now head to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. Barron County residents are being invited to the second annual Patriot Palooza in Rice Lake this weekend to support area veterans. The event will take place on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Moose Lodge in Rice Lake. Point of Renewal Integrated Health and Lake Roots Company will host the community fundraiser, which will feature things like a raffle, a silent auction, and a bake sale. All of the proceeds raised at the event will go towards supporting area veterans, and any veterans that attend the event will also get to eat for free. The Hunt Hill Nature Center in Sorona is inviting area residents to a glow hike this weekend. According to organization officials, the hike will take place on Saturday at the Nature Center from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Residents who attend the event will get to take a short hike along a colorful trail, followed by a bonfire and colorful DJ dance party. Registration is not required to attend, but residents who do register will also receive a goodie bag filled with glow-in-the-dark items. Money raised through the event will support the Nature Center's trails and the programs it offers. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today. Breezy and warm for mid-October with highs right around 70. Can't totally rule out a few showers in the afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy skies. Breezy, cooler with lows in the mid-40s. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday with highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 57.
Muskie 101.
He gets up before the dawn, packs a lunch and a thermos full of coffee. It's another day in the dusty haze. Those burning rays are wearing down his body. The diesel's worth the price of gold. It's the cheapest grain he's ever sold. But he's still holding on. He just takes the tractor another round and pulls the plow across the ground and sends up another prayer. He says, Lord, I never complain. Stayed strong and carried on, just like his dad and granddad did before him. On his knees every night he prays, please let my crops and children grow, 'cause that's all he's ever known. He just takes the tractor another round and pulls the plow across the ground and sends up another. He says, Lord, I never complain, I never ask why. Please don't let my dreams run dry. Underneath, underneath this Amarillo sky. And he takes a tractor another round. Another round, and he takes a tractor another round, another round. He says, I never.
The most country music.
It's totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
Dust, little bit of smoke, faller in a Chevy down a gravel road. Headed to a spot everybody knows, cannonball swinging from an old freight road. Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. On, coolers on the ground, dig through the ice and pass them around. Waiting on the hot sun to go down, little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. But time, nothing to lose. Guess there really wasn't nothing else to do but load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all. I'm talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. Times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines.
Mm-hmm. 101.1 FM, WHSM, Hayward, Muskie 101.
Yes, do you ever feel like you walked into the Twilight Zone? I have been anticipating, I'm going to be the first to announce this, anticipating a new employee here at WHSM. Yes, we have somebody here. I'm not going to announce who it is, but we have someone here in our news reporter position.